Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Gabriel Bronner, Vice President and General Manager of High Performance Computing at SGI. Welcome, Gabriel.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Gabriel, I'm excited to have you on the show. An SGI interview is always great because you guys are working on such great technology. I just wanted to start the interview by asking you to describe SGI a little bit and what your role is at the company.
So SGI is a company that has been in high-performance computing for many years. Our customers are government, in the manufacturing space, in weather, in the life sciences. And I have to say, our customers are really pushing the envelope in their own fields. I am now Vice President and General Manager of the High Performance Computing Business Unit. We are organizing one business unit, is High Performance Computing, which is the majority of the business of the company. And we have a second product business unit that focuses on taking the traditional HPC products into the enterprise space, and we call that the Enterprise HPDA Group.
Today, we had the launch of our next generation Xeon E5 V4 processor family, and that always signals that SGI has also delivered some exciting platforms to the marketplace. Can you talk about that?
So first, on our collaboration, we've been working together between SGI and Intel for a very long time. For example, I remember when we put together the system that enabled NASA to send the shuttle back in space. That was the Columbia system, and that was in the early 2000s. Now we're back with a new processor, enabling the same type of customers to push the boundaries again. Now they're looking at mission to Mars in 2045, manned mission to Mars. These are the people we're enabling. We're building systems using the Intel processor that allow many generations to be coexisting in one system. So I would say in particular, the Pleiades system at NASA will incorporate the new V4 CPUs into the existing system, and they'll have a multi-generation system running to enable their mission.
When you look at the collaboration between Intel and SGI, what is that like from a standpoint of the work that goes in to preparing for a new generation of processor and the optimization work to ensure that SGI solutions are taking full advantage of those capabilities?
Well, we interact at many levels. We interact from a business side, from a technical side. We have the hardware architects working directly with the engineers at Intel, the applications people working with our customers and preparing for new processors, running application benchmarks. All of that happens in the background before a day of the launch. So when a product launches for us, and today we have the E5 V4 product on our family of products, effectively our ICE product line, our rackable product line, have that available today. All the legwork that happened ahead of time enable our customers to benefit from the enhanced performance of the new CPU as compared with the previous CPU. In advantage, the fact that it is compatible enables our customers to really take advantage of the performance very quickly without having to recode applications or make any changes to that. So it's a very good partnership. It's been many years. It's at many levels, and it enables the customer to take full advantage of the application performance.
So I heard that you guys had a world record benchmark with these new platforms.
Yeah, that is correct. We are expecting the results from what's called the spec MPI performance. We have our MPI team that develops the MPI libraries for parallel applications. We submitted fantastic results using the new processors, and we expect to be really leading in terms of application performance using MPI in our systems with a new processor.
Can you tell me a little bit about how the enterprise is adopting these solutions and where the use cases are coming from to drive that new use of high-performance computing?
So on the one hand, we do sell to the government and to weather centers and places like that. On the other side, we do sell high-performance computing for people who need to build the next car or the next plane. So car manufacturers and plane manufacturers use our systems. to design and simulate the next car or the next plane to the level that once they build the next plane, it flies. It's not like in the old days that they'd have to do wind tunnels and things like that. Computer simulation has taken them to a level where they can really do virtual product design completely in the computer. So that could be one side of the commercial world. Another space that I find quite interesting is the life sciences, where people are doing gene assembly and looking at the promise of personalized medicine in the future. So this is a place in the commercial space that is still high-performance computing directly applied. Now, there's another new area, let's call it more pure enterprise, and that is for people who are doing things like in-memory databases or fraud detection, and they want to take advantage of all the features we have developed for many years for high-performance computing, but now they find a path to the enterprise because they're solving uniquely problems that they couldn't solve before.
Can you tell me about some customers that have had a chance to take an early look at these new platforms?
One of the quite interesting joint customers is NCAR, which is the National Center for Atmospheric Research in the U.S. These customers are going to be able to do a level of simulation they couldn't do before. And the kind of things they're doing is doing climate analysis in terms of decades and see how climate is going to change. They're doing water analysis to see how much water there's going to be next year, precipitation in a given place. So what kind of crops should you be planting next year? Or what kind of water measures should you be taking in cities to preserve water in case there's not going to be enough water? They're also doing things like simulating the path of a hurricane to a level of precision that they couldn't do before. So they're able to tell people at the county level where the hurricane is going to go through, and that's going to enable to save lives and reduce the economic damage of weather phenomena. It's really interesting. It's really motivating to be working with these type of customers, enabling things that couldn't happen before.
It's always so exciting to talk to you about these types of customers because they really are shaping the future of our world. You know, one thing that we haven't talked about is the systems that you guys are bringing to market. Can you just share which systems you're delivering?
Our focus is really on building production supercomputers, computers that scale to run workloads that our customers need to run. These are people at NASA, for example, they run today 22,000 CPUs of multiple generations. When you run a system of that size, you need to be able to auto-configure a system like that in minutes. You need to be able to upgrade the system and roll it back. You need to be able to run all kinds of applications. So you want standard systems with operating systems that enable you to run standard applications. You want to have the ability to put enough density of CPUs and be able to control the power of the system. So power and density become very important at these sizes, and we do things like warm water cooling of the systems that enable more CPUs to be packed together in one rack. Our products are called the Ice Line, I-C-E, and the Rackable Line are the two main products that introduce today the new processor. But effectively, they enable our customers to run the applications we've been talking about.
I'm sure that folks want to hear more about the IceLine and Rackable solutions. Can you give us a URL for folks to find out more?
SDI.com. You will find all the information on our products, solutions, and markets.
Thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.